So there are three reasons that may lead to a tornado to not exhibit a dual-pole TDS. One is that the tornado is weak and short-lived. There is an insufficient strength or time for a tornado to loft detectable debris. Or number two, there may not be enough debris sources. A tornado crossing an open dirt field is unlikely to generate as much detectable debris as a tornado of the same strength going through town. Fine dust particles are too small for S-band radar detection in order to generate a TDS. The tornado must loft at least leaves, grass, and forest debris to generate a TDS. Another major reason is that the radar is simply too far away. Range is everything. Weak tornadoes are unlikely to be detected more than about 40 nautical miles away, and EF2 tornadoes or greater may generate a detectable TDS up to and possibly over 60 nautical miles. The limiting factors are the height to which the debris is lofted and the size of the debris footprint. A great example of the range problem comes up with the Cherokee storm, when the same two tornadoes are viewed from the Wichita radar at 68 nautical miles away. The top two panels show the Wichita radar where no CC less than 0.8 was visible in the top right panel, anywhere near the TDS that was visible from the Vance radar from only 13 miles range.